lightning, box rays, all that garbage, and why you started. What's going on over there? I'm Roy, and this is your Tampa Bay Sports Second. The show's going to be all cut up and crazy, because I'm not going to record during the Lightning game, which they just finished the National Anthem, and I will be stopping in a moment, but we got action-packed talking tonight. Action-packed talking. That's what's going on. Action-packed words coming out of my mouth. If you hear any action, that's not something going on over there in the background. It's coming out of my mouth. So we get the puck drop going. I'll be back at the period here in the fucking intermission. Hey, you just stopping in. I guess I could just do this without fucking telling you that I'm taking breaks. Basically, at this point, it's a little commercial break there. Already two penalties, one for each team. Started off slow for the Lightning, but they're starting to get some good passing together. Nice forecheck. Yeah, they're actually looking really good. They're getting outshot like crazy, which doesn't bother me because usually they're out shooting when they're down. So we'll see what goes. We'll see what goes halfway through the first. So let me bounce on over here. You're listening to this Thursday, huh? Day of the draft, huh? You guys ready? You pumped? Are you ready for the draft? It's only been hyped for the last fucking 5 months. It's ridiculous. Oh, I'm so glad it's here, just so it can be fucking over, and then we can listen to them talk about the mistakes that the fucking teams made. You know, that's always fun. I mean, if you got time, check out Gruden's QB camp. That guy's fucking awesome. He fucking knows what he's talking about. I really like him, and I'm waiting for the day he decides to come back and coach, because that'll be good. He's just a smart guy. He knows football, both sides of the ball. It's just a great show. I like watching guys who know what they're talking about, played, coached, won a Super Bowl, and talking about football with guys who maybe played peewee, maybe high school, but never coached or anything like that, because you try to argue with them, and yeah, it's just ridiculous. You can't argue with fucking Gruden. Just shut up. Whatever he says is right, you're wrong. You're a jerk-off. So, yeah, we're going to start here by talking about some prospects for the old stinks there, for the Bucks, what we got going on. What are you going to get? A little fucking slashing there? Okay, I've read too many Detroit press, too much Detroit press on this game from papers there. And it's only annoyed me because basically all the papers there are saying, Lightning, stop whining. We're manhandling you. You're just not as good as us. You're being outplayed, outcoached. Stop whining. When I can sit here and watch and see that calls are not being made, especially the one that the guy hit on, what the fuck was his name? Kucherov? I forget who took the hit, but the guy gets suspended one game, doesn't get a penalty during the game, so, I mean, there's just missed calls everywhere, and what can you do? So I'm just really, really hoping, you know, they get the win because of that. I like it. I'm the person who goes on Amazon to look at bad reviews of stuff I really like, and so I read it and just get upset, so don't do that. So, okay, we're gonna move on from that. Don't read Detroit papers, unless the Lightning win tomorrow, or tonight, you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm fucking talking about. Fucking Stamkos can't get his goddamn stick on the puck. Too tight, he's got the stick too tight. You gotta fucking loosen up. Little snap. I know what I'm talking about. I played hockey. You know, I played hockey on a rink my dad made out back of my house. I know what I'm talking about. Oh, it was right fucking there. The draft prospects. I've been watching watching film on receivers, QBs, linemen, defensive linemen, cornerbacks. It's been interesting. I can't say it's been fun. Can I say it's been fun? Because it really hasn't. I mean, you learn a lot of stuff about how guys play. Oh my God, it was right there. It was right there. Oh, it was right fucking there. Oh my God, it was right there. Okay, on to the prospects. First up, obviously, the biggest, Bucks got the first pick of the draft. Believe in the second round, they got the 10th pick. Then in the third round, they got the first pick again, and it kind of jumps around with the trades that they've made with people and shit like that. But obviously, the biggest one is that first one. Who will they pick? I really hope it's not Winston. You don't want that kind of distraction with the stuff that comes out. You know, it's probably timed accordingly by the people who are. Giving the lawsuit, I don't know. But yeah, you just don't need that for a new player on a team like that. He needs to be focused. And so I like Mariota. You know, they've been saying he's not ready for the NFL. Winston's the most NFL-ready quarterback there is in the draft. And from what I'm seeing, you know, he doesn't play in a normal, typical NFL system, obviously. They're the Ducks. That's not what they do. They do what works for the QB and what works for the players and what that system is. You know, it's not your typical fucking lineup under the center and take the snap. But, and it's not like fucking wacky shit. You know, I think he can translate well. And he doesn't make the mistakes. He's a smart guy. He can move. He can make plays with his feet. Good play action. Get away from pressure. Whereas Winston throws the ball, gets 28 picks. I mean, that's not good. That's not what you want from your quarterback. And obviously, they're going to have to beef up that front line because if not, Winston's going to be throwing a lot of picks. You know, fucking Glennon and McCown threw enough, and they were on their back most of the fucking game. So you're going to want a guy who can move a little bit, and I think Mariota gives him the best bet for that kind of shit. So we'll see. Let me move on to something else draft-related. Yes, let me bounce to receivers here. Watching some film on Rashad Green. There's no R. It's not Rashard. Rashad Green, receiver from FSU. So at this point, he's projected to to go third round, which I don't know if you'd want to waste the first pick of the third round on another receiver, but it wouldn't be bad to drop him in at slot. Then you got Evans and fucking Vincent Jackson on the outside. He's not that tall, so that's why you're going to drop him in. He's small, 5'11", 182, so he's smaller. So you get that little guy running across the middle there. And again, he played at FSU with Winston. So if you draft Winston, you drop him in there, there's going to be a little rapport between the two. I'm going to go move a little quick. I'm a little fucking bored by this. I know you can't be excited about it. Sammy Coates out of Auburn. He's a little bigger than Green, but he's got good speed, quick, strong. So I think the Pats might be looking at him probably in the last round. Obviously, Amari Cooper and what's his name? Oh, it was right fucking there. Oh my cunt! Oh my cunt! Oh, you Tyler Johnson passed it right behind the fucking goalie. Oh, and there was no one there. There was no one there. Oh, my cunt. Oh, that hurts. Jeez. Yes, so the Pats, looking at Sammy Coates. Oh, my God. Oh, it was right there. No one there. Oh, Kucherov couldn't get to it. Desmond Lewis, out of Central Arkansas. Quiet guy, small school. He's probably lower on a lot of draft boards. Won't be not one of the bigger names, but he's a big guy, big. Not fast after the catch, but he can get some space and get open, make some moves. 6'4". So I don't think that he's a nice big guy, but I don't think you'd, you don't need to. You got enough big guys. You need someone quick to come over the middle, and I think Rashad Green's a smart choice there. Let me jump to quickly the defensive end, Marcus Golden out of Mizzou. Small guy, strong, quick, doesn't quit, just always fucking trying to get in there, getting through. He had 10 sacks last season. That's even with Shane Ray, who recently, obviously, anyone if you're following draft bullshit, got caught with some weed and a traffic violation. Who's not fucking, you know? I mean, come on. Get over it. Daniel Hunter out of LSU, real fast, 4.5 in the 40. Tall, light, strong, can get the fucking blocker off him and get in there. And that's what they need to take it off of McCoy. You know, because he's got a lot of pressure. Fucking having him try to do everything, take the pressure off of him giving pressure. You know, they need someone else in there. Get in there. Come off the edge, bro. Come off the fucking edge. So that's what they need to fucking do. That's what they need to fucking do. Beef up that offensive line. Get a QB in there. Get some better pass rushers. And maybe a cornerback. I lost my cornerback slip, but guess what? This is boring the fucking piss out of me. Offensive line. Got a right tackle. Ty Sambrello out of Colorado State. Needs to get a little stronger. He better watch holding. He holds a little bit. I've watched a number of different videos. All pro in, the Mountain West Conference. I don't fucking, what's MWC mean? That's what I would assume. He holds a little bit. He holds a little bit. And then I was going to say Lyle, Collins, left tackle at LSU. Good on screens, jumping out there. Setting up some blocks. Durable played final, I believe it was 38 games of his college career. Didn't get injured or anything, but he just got brought in on the murder of a pregnant woman who he was said to have been dating. He's wanted for questioning. But that's not going to help him. Just because he's not a quarterback. It doesn't mean he, or a huge prospect, doesn't mean that he, you know, the heat should be taken off of him. Keep an eye out for those fucking picks, you hogwash sons of bitches. Intermission, 0-0. Good game so far? Good game. Lightning with only 7 shots on goal, which isn't bad. 1 penalty against them. Detroit, 2 penalties. They got 14 shots on goal. So if that's the fucking case, what are you going to have? What are you going to fucking have? 28, 30, 30, 32 fucking shots? That doesn't make sense. 42 shots? Something like that. 40 shots? I don't have the time to fucking do math, but that's too many shots for Bishop to keep out. But they're just kind of erratic shots, too. Little flips and the glove outside, just pop it in. So far, good game. Rays, what are the Rays? I'm going to pause it because my dog's fucking walking around like a cunt. Cut your nails, Kane. Can't you do that yourself yet? Isn't that the most annoying fucking thing? Can't deal with that day in and day out. Day in and day out. I was trying to watch the game on NBCSN. But I'm guessing since it's shown in, you know, these markets, they're just putting a soccer game on that's 5 days old. Which I'm okay with. I don't know who wins, so I'll flip back and forth. Not back and forth while the game's on. Commercials. Come on. Not a moron. Just to get the input of guys who are not announcers or commentators for the Lightning. You know, get maybe a perspective of some guys who don't commentate for the team every game, pretty much. Wasn't I gonna talk about the Rays? Wasn't that it? Here we go. Let's pop over to the Rays. Rays. Yes, they beat the Yankees in 12 innings today, 3-2. Dropped the first two games in that series to them. This weekend they will be going up against Baltimore. That series has been switched to down here at the Trop for the weekend. Hopefully. They can get everything situated in Baltimore. Tragic. Nothing good about what's going on there. So hopefully they can get everything situated and back to normal, if you will. So, yes, the Rays. What have they done? What have they been doing? What have they been doing other than going 6-4 in their last 10? Yeah, so they will be going up against Baltimore on Friday. And that was, again, supposed to be in Baltimore. They go Baltimore at home. I'm guessing they're going to change series later in the year to be up in Baltimore. And then they go to Boston Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So hopefully they can come out of there on top. They're in second, I believe, right? Are they not in second? They are in second. Yankees in first, 13-9, Tampa 12-10, Boston 11-10. Let me check on my other team because you want to hear about that. San Francisco Giants 9-12. Again, it's early. Okay, they're in last place in the Western division in the National League, and they're only 3.5 games behind. So, still a lot of time to go. It's fucking early. It's fucking early. But I'm still watching games. It's fun. You gotta watch something. It's only so much about the draft I can fucking take, people. Only so much you can take. So, yes, the draft tomorrow night. Fucking watch it, you jerks. And then tomorrow, Thursday, you're going to get Washington against New York. New York Rangers. Islanders were knocked out by Washington Game 7. That's at 7:30, 10 p.m. You're going to get Calgary and Anaheim. That's going to be a hot game. Go Calgary. Fuck Anaheim. Friday will be Minnesota and Chicago. And I'm guessing most likely Friday as well will be who else is in it? Who else is fucking in it? Ah, yes. I almost forgot. Those douchebags from Montreal, the Canadiens, which I do not like. Again, as a Boston fan, I do not like them. And as a Lightning fan, I don't. But I do because the Lightning have had the Canadiens number all this year. I don't think they lost to them once. So, fucking get it. Obviously, I'm already assuming Tampa's going to go on, which is not a good idea to do. Not a good thing to do. But if they do, they got a good shot. It's nothing to worry about. Against Montreal, because like I said, they've handled them pretty well this entire year. So yeah, that's who's fucking still in it. Are you guys still listening? I'm fucking bored by this. I mean, I focused on hockey. Okay, I want to watch fucking hockey. I fucking hate intermissions. It's too long. Your muscles start to tighten up. Speaking of fucking things tighten up, my fucking wrist. Hurt so fucking bad. I got a stupid wrist fucking brace on. Icing it, wrist brace. I'm basically falling apart. I'm basically falling apart. I went to the doctor. Liver. Liver's wonderful. Liver and kidneys. Oh, they're doing good. All that boozing. All that boozing. And guess what? You can't stop me. You know what I'm saying? You just can't stop me. I haven't had a drink in 5 days, though, so congrats to me. It's dry tonight. I'm going dry, except for this nice iced tea. There's something floating in my fucking iced tea. Son of a bitch. Let's follow on, up on something here. Boston gets a win against Toronto. Against Toronto. They are now 12-10, which puts them... This is going to be a long podcast. Not only for the actual recording, but for me doing it, because, you know. So, yes, now Boston is tied with Tampa. I'm not sure what the series is split between them so far, the games they've played, but that'll, you know, whatever, whoever does that, that'll say who's in second, who's in third. End of the second period for Lightning. Oh, so many missed opportunities that just there wasn't a guy there. On the power play they had, it was brutal. It was brutal, and there was a couple of close calls, some good defense, real good forecheck. I'm just going to keep saying that, good defense, good forecheck, but, I mean, can't say it enough. Their fucking forecheck's really good, and sometimes it's not, so what can you do? But I will say it's not as physical as it, has been in the other games. I think maybe, with things that have been said, possible missed penalties and a guy getting suspended, rightfully so. They're not going as hard, not many scuffles going on after the play. It's been very clean. People, slowing down before they actually make some contact. There's been one good hit that Detroit put on Tampa. Good clean hit, but yeah, it's been a good clean game. Nothing wrong with that. Exciting, stressful as any good game is. So we'll see what happens in the third period. I'm gonna stay up for the whole thing. I'm obviously gonna stay up, but I'm gonna record for the whole thing, and the way I can give you my thoughts. Either way, either whichever way the game goes. Why the fuck not? Why the fuck not? And then I'll get up-to-date news like this. I can give it to you. Tannehill, the Dolphins will extend Tannehill's contract to a fifth year, which is good. He's a good quarterback. Not a bad fantasy quarterback either, so keep that in mind. Real deep. If you need a guy on the bench, switch him out for your when you got a bye week on your main quarterback. He's not a bad guy to have, you know. Not a bad guy to have. Yeah, we'll be getting to that soon. Talking about that. I haven't done any baseball or hockey, no basketball. I meant to do like a full league of baseball, but I think it's a little too late at this point. But I could still do the daily, which is always fun. Ah, that's good tea. So yeah, we'll see what happens here in the third period. Oh, that ridiculous play! It just popped into my head when. Bishop came out trying to get to the puck, slowly trickling in. He came out fucking halfway between the goal and the blue line. Oh, and it got popped up over his head. Luckily, just went wide. I would have fucking died. I would have thrown myself through this table. I would have just fucking thrown myself through this fucking table. While I have your ear, why don't you guys go out Friday, Saturday, go check out the Tropical Heat Wave. Down in Ybor. Numerous places. Bunch of great bands, local bands, as well as a lot of people from outside the area. Let me tell you some good ones here. Gabriel Garzon Montano, right there. If you like the new, the fuck his name, D'Angelo. If you like that, this guy's hot, both musically and physically. Real smooth voice, good instrumentation. So get on that shit. He's playing Friday, I believe. Yes. He's playing Friday at 9 at the Cuban Club Theater. 6 Volt Radio, we all know them, local shit. Alexander and the Grapes, 8:30 at the New World Brewery. Basalt Zombies, band, they're pretty hot. Jim White and the Packway Handle Band, that's good. And UNRB, just really good local stuff and stuff from out of town. A lot of stuff that you won't hear too much of or see get a chance to see too often. That's just Friday. Saturday you got Have Gun Will Travel. They're wonderful. Flesh Tones, they're coming down. Dirty Dozen Brass Band, they played, I believe, in 91, the 10th, Tropical Heat Wave, they're back. This is the 34th annual, 34 years. So if you want to hear a lot of those bands, you can go out, check the website at tropicalheatwave.org. Let's get tickets, it's $30. For one day, I believe 42 for both nights. It's just a good, I've been a few years. Real fun, you just kind of jump around. It's all over New World, Crowbar, the Ritz, and then all over the Cuban Club. So it's all within a few block area. Stop in, get some beers, places, jump around, catch different kinds of bands. Also, check out 88.5 WMNF to hear a lot of those bands. They've been playing a lot, lot of stuff. And you should, even after this, just listen to 88.5. Just really good music. Heard a huge block of Zappa the other night, which you don't hear Frank Zappa ever on the radio. Never, ever, which is good to hear. So, yeah, go out, support local music, support your local festival, longest running, one of the longest running in the country at this point. And yeah, it's just a real fun time, you jerkies. Let's see what's going on in period 3. I'm back. What more can you say? They were outplayed, they were outcoached. Stamkos, still no goals, but he was in there on all the big plays. He's still working hard. I said earlier, don't do it, but tomorrow go read the Detroit sports news. Just see what they have to say. I'm just curious what they have to say. That's the fun part. After you win, then you read just to see what they have to say. So, everyone, congratulations to the Lightning. I hurt my wrist because I was smashing the floor waiting for that that last goal to go in. It took forever. But let's get it. Round 2, bitch. Round 2. Going. Montreal, motherfuckers. Have a good night. Be safe. Be good. Everyone. All of you. And remember, always, always keep it strong.